Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A woman was attacked by a stranger on the subway in the Bronx last night.
The victim rushed from the Brook Avenue subway station to Lincoln Hospital about 10 last night in serious condition. The 19-year-old slashed in her face, her head, and one of her hands on the southbound 6 train as it was moving. Police then gathering surveillance of the suspect from the station and from nearby businesses, including a deli. I spoke with Eric.
I think they were looking for someone. They were checking over here at the video cameras in the store to see if they could see the guy who did it.
According to witnesses on the train, this man was pushing and shoving and yelling with other strap hangers before he randomly attacked the young lady. Another violent crime that just seemed to come out of nowhere. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, the Mott Haven section of the Bronx.
There's a new poster boy for reforming the bail reform laws that went into effect not so long ago in New York. He's 40-year-old Ramel Nellis. After being arrested for bank robbery on Long Island, he was freed under the new state bail laws. Authorities say he cut off his ankle monitor and then robbed two more banks. He is back under arrest. The Nassau County Legislature's Democratic Majority Caucus is holding a hearing today in Mineola on criminal justice reform. Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says major crime is up 5% since cashless bail took effect. Proposed legislation would require the police department to produce a quarterly report on defendants released without bail, what they allegedly did and what transpired after their release. Did they come to court as ordered? Did they commit other crimes? A man was shot dead last night in East Harlem after getting into an argument with four teenagers. The victim was 40 years old. His identity has not been released. The shooting took place on a sidewalk outside a storefront church on 116th Street and 3rd Avenue. So far, no arrest. Governor Cuomo is to meet with President Trump at the White House today. The issue is punishing New Yorkers for the state's sanctuary status. Specifically, Homeland Security has cut New York out of its trusted traveler programs, saying it needs full access to the state's DMV database, which now includes undocumented immigrants who are allowed to have a driver's license.
This is what happens when an administration believes they are above the law. There are no rules. It's all politics. It's all self-serving. They can do whatever they want with immunity.
Cuomo's suggestion for the president is that Homeland Security can look at the records of the people who actually apply for global entry and other travel programs, but they can't see anything else. President Trump continues to take aim at Mike Bloomberg. In a tweet this morning, Mr. Trump called New York City's former mayor Mini Mike. He says Bloomberg has zero presence and reminds him of a tiny version of Jeb Bush. Bloomberg then tweeted that he and Mr. Trump know many of the same people in New York, and he says they laugh at the president behind his back and call him a carnival-barking clown. Campaigning in the South, Bloomberg framed his mission in a kinder way.
This country needs somebody to pull the country together, put the United back in the United States of America is the way I phrase it. But most importantly, I'm the one that can beat Donald Trump. And I think the most important thing for this country is to change the resident of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Bloomberg spoke with WKRN-TV in Nashville. Fresh from his strong showings in Iowa and New Hampshire, Pete Buttigieg is beefing up his campaign operations in the Super Tuesday states. Aides say he's adding more than five dozen staffers in those states and hopes to tap into a vast network of volunteers that have helped organize in all the congressional districts. But before that big election night on March 3rd, there are caucuses in Nevada and a primary in South Carolina, where there are many more minority voters than in Iowa and New Hampshire. After poor showings in the first two contests, Joe Biden comes to New York today to raise some campaign cash. A donor who's bundling contributions for Biden says there is a great deal of concern about the campaign. The Harvey Weinstein sex assault trial moves to a new phase today.
Harvey Weinstein is confident in his lawyers in his case.
The prosecutor has failed miserably to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt.
That's attorney Arthur Idala as the defense gets set to sum up before the jury. The former movie mogul is accused of rape and predatory sexual assault, a charge that could put him behind bars for life. Prosecutors put six women on the stand who tearfully described violent attacks, but the defense carefully cross-examined and some admissions were made to consensual relationships. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
The number of cases of coronavirus took a big jump yesterday. 15,000 cases were added, bringing the total to about 60,000, and more than 250 deaths were reported. There is a reason for that. China has broadened its definition of confirmed cases to include those clinically diagnosed but not tested. There's another case confirmed in the United States, the 14th. This person was among those Americans evacuated from Wuhan, China last week. The disease continues to spread on board a cruise ship docked in Yokohama, Japan. More than 200 passengers are now infected. Correspondent Maggie Rooley is in touch with some of those passengers.
Melanie and John Herring have been taking their own temperatures, but John now has had 2 days of back-to-back fevers.
We're just trying to keep his fever down. He gets it down for a while, and then it goes back up.
John has now been sent to a local hospital where he's staying in isolation, but he still has not yet been tested for the virus, and they don't know why.
I would rather be back on the cruise ship.
Still no cases here in New York or in New Jersey. Mayor de Blasio and other elected officials will meet with reporters this afternoon to try to dispel some of the myths about coronavirus and convince people that it's safe to shop and visit Chinatown. Democrats are accusing President Trump of corrupting the Justice Department after it reversed an earlier sentencing recommendation for Trump confidant Roger Stone. They also want Attorney General Bill Barr to resign. Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux has more.
And the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, has struck a deal with Attorney General Bill Barr. Barr will testify before the committee on March 31st, very likely, of course, to be grilled about the Stone sentencing and other controversies since the impeachment trial.
The president insisted his tweet condemning the original 7 to 9 year recommended sentence for Roger Stone, who was convicted of obstructing Congress, was not at all interference. He denied any involvement in the DOJ's revision. The ultimate sentence will be up to the judge.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.